Starting with Hashem, Hilchos Basa Mecholav, Shir 22, Simen Tzadik Dalet, Sif Aleph. Now this Sif speaks about Cham Miksaso Cham Kulo. This is a concept brought in the Gemara in Psochem, Daf Ayin Dalet, by the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach had to be roasted. So the Gemara says, I cannot use a metal spit to roast the Korban Pesach on, because the spit gets heated by the fire, and the part of the spit that's outside of the animal will heat up the spit that's inside of the animal, and that part of the spit will roast the animal inside. And the Torah says that you have to roast the animal through fire, not through something else. And over here, since it's being roasted by a metal spit, it would not be called roasted by the fire. So we see that that by a metal spit, the part that's outside of the animal that's getting heated by the fire will heat up the part that's inside of the animal because of Cham Miksaso Cham Kulo. So the question is how to apply it to our dinim. So the Beis Yosef brings a machlokes between the smak and the Rabbeinu Peretz. According to the smak, by bishul we do not say that if I put in a metal spoon into something hot, we do not say that it will heat up the other part of the spoon enough to draw out the blios that are in the other side of the spoon. And Rabbeinu Peretz holds that it will draw out the blios from the other side of the spoon. We say Cham Miksaso Cham Kulo, and it will cause the blios from the other side of the spoon to get absorbed into the pot. So the nafka mina is how much you have to measure against. According to the smak, we only have to measure if we, let's say, put an iser spoon into a tavshil, or a milchuk spoon, into something fleishiks, or vice versa. We only need to measure the part that's stuck into the pot. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, we'll need to measure against the whole spoon. Now we'll see later if we say the other way around. Do we say that the blios from the pot will go into the part of the spoon that's not being used? We'll discuss this further on in the shir. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Atoichiv kaf cheleves begdeiro shel boser. If I put a milchuk spoon into a pot of meat, or ipcha, or vice versa, I put a fleishuk spoon into a pot of milk, we have to estimate against the whole part of the spoon that was put into the pot. The reason we have to estimate against the whole part of the spoon that was put into the pot is because we don't know how much blios there are in the spoon. If we have to estimate against the whole spoon, we need 60 against the whole part of the spoon that was put into the pot. And the Ramah clarifies, Im hakaf ben yomi has to be talking about a case where the spoon was used in the last 24 hours. Because if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, the blios are lefgam, they are no longer taste good and can no longer aser. And what makes it a ben yomo? So the Ramah says, Dahainu sheshimshu boy bekli rishon toch me'es leis. I used it in a kli rishon in the last 24 hours. But if I use it in a kli sheni, the Ramah holds that b'di'evid, it does not aser. So let's see a few points. Let's start with the Taz, Sifkaten Aleph. The Taz has a Ramah. Let's see inside. B'kli rishon toch me'es leis. B'simen tzadik hei sif gimel yisbayer. We'll learn in simen tzadik hei. The gam al yidei iroi mikli rishon al shtei kelim echad shel cholab ve'echad shel basar behei maluch lochim yesh iser. Kamoi b'kli rishon mamish. We'll see that according to the Taz, if I pour hot water onto dirty kelim, some milchiks and some fleishiks, the kelim become aser, just like in a kli rishon. U'mishum hachin, therefore, Im iwa nami mikli rishon al kli shehu maluchlach mi basar, nechshav ki ilu hishtamish ba'oise kli b'kli rishon. If I had a fleshy kli, let's say I used it yesterday, I didn't get around to washing it, and today I poured hot water onto this dirty meat spoon, so now this meat spoon would have the same din as if it was used today in a kli rishon, and therefore for the next 24 hours it's considered a ben yomo, and if it was put into a milk tafshil, we would need 60 against it. So, we see from the Taz that Iwi from a Kli Rishon has the same din as a Kli Rishon. Pouring hot water over something, it's as if it was used in a Kli Rishon, and it would cause a spoon to be considered as if it was used in a Kli Rishon. However, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef argues, he says, that there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Iwi Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon would ask for the whole spoon, the whole part that was used. Whichever part of the spoon you used, that whole part is as if it's used in a Kli Rishon. That whole part, you need 60 against. But if it was used only through Iroi, then all that becomes asur is a klipa in the spoon. A fingernail width of the spoon becomes asur, and therefore if it was used, we'd only need 60 against a klipa of the spoon, and not against the whole thickness of the spoon. So that's the machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. The Dogma of Ovis explains that the Taz holds that Iwe will answer the whole spoon, and the Shach holds that Iwe only answers a kadei klipa. So the nafkamina would be if I poured hot water over a dirty flesh of kli, and I used it within the next 24 hours for milk, according to the Taz, I need to estimate against the whole part that was used, and according to the Shach, I only need against a klipa of the kli of the part that was used. And then the Taz concludes, V'kosef ha-shal, perikol ha-boser, simen ayin aleph, the mistaver, the kli rishon kol zman she'en ha-yetzel letesbo, ein boi koyach la-habli ha-klal. Mashal says that a kli rishon, even if it's on the fire, so long as the contents of the pot are not yet yatsu letesbo, and not the heat, which is the heat that transfers the plios, between 104 and 113 degrees, ein boi koyach la-habli ha-klal. It will not draw out or get absorbed into the spoon. El de mistafina lahakal. However, the Mishal says, I'm afraid to be makal b'kli rishon she'omer al etz le'esh, by a kli rishon that is standing on the fire, kol shehu kham, anytime it's hot, v'afilu ena yetzel letesbo, even if it's not yetzel letesbo, voy la'aser, the aser ha'chakal l'kli rishon k'di isa b'yushalmi. One should aser the pot if it's not 60 against a spoon, and aser the spoon, because this is a special din that we see in the Yushalmi, that by a kli rishon, v'machmer, even if it's less than yetzel letesbo. That's the shita of the mashal. We'll go into it in more depth when we get to Simen Kuf Hei. But the Taz brings up over Teres Chattis Klal Nun Zayin Poisa Kabeis Yosef V'Issa V'Heta Ha'Aruch. The Ramon and Teres Chattis Paskins like Kabeis Yosef and Issa V'Heta Ha'Aruch that Fila B'Kli Rishon Shala Eish Ina Oisrim Eina Yetzal Letesbo V'Chein Iker. That even a Kli Rishon, if it's not Yetzal Letesbo, it will not transfer taste, and you will not need 60 against the spoon if it was not Yetzal Letesbo, even a Kli Rishon. And we'll see more about this in Simen Kuf Hei. So in summary, the Taz brings up 2 points. One, that Iwe Kli Rishon has the same din as a Kli Rishon, and we said that the Nekudas HaKesef argues that all that's asur is a klipa, and then he brings the Mashal that if you put it into Kli Rishon itself, is machmir even if it's not Yetzal Letesbo. However, the Taz holds, Dr. Amar, that if it's not Yetzal Letesbo, it does not asur. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkot Nalef. So the Shach says, Misharina b'chol mashin nitchav, we have to estimate against the whole spoon that was used, because we don't know how many blias are absorbed inside the spoon, like we said before. We'll learn in Simen Tzedekes, if you knew how many blios were in the spoon, you only have to use against the amount of blios in the spoon. For example, if you used a spoon to stir a little bit of milk, so the most that it could have absorbed is the milk that it was used in. If you used it for an ounce of milk, and then you put it into a meat pot, even if the volume of the spoon is bigger than an ounce, we only have to estimate against the ounce of milk that possibly absorbed into the spoon. And we'll see that this is only by basa b'cholav. But by shavisu, according to the Omar, we'll say chanan, if the spoon had blios in it already, we'll learn these dinim in simen tzedekes siv hei. Then the Shach continues, V'kosav ma'ashal b'isav v'hetu shaloi seif simen samach alef, u'b'perik yed anoshe simen mem alef. The Mashal writes in his Issa V'Heter, he wrote a pirush on the Shari Doira, and in Yam Shal Shloima, in Perikin Anoshe Simen Mem Aleph, dem eina boru loy ad kamam tochav, that if he does not know how much of the spoon he stuck into the pot, mesherinim bestam derech litchoiv, you estimate the usual amount, the haino ad v'shakaf, which is the round part of the spoon. And if it's, let's say, a big pot, and you certainly put in more than that, you'd have to estimate the amount that's usually used in such an instance. So that's if you don't know how much you used. What happens if you said, I do know how much I used? I only put the spoon in halfway. So is a person believed to say how much you used? So now we have a klal in other places, which is, milsa de leirami olea de inchi lava daite. Something which is not on the mind of a person, he cannot say what he did retroactively. And so there's machlokas amongst the achronim, when do you say this rule? So the Nei de Yehuda, brought in the Piskei Tshuva, says that the only time we say milsa dolei rami ole de inshi is only if you do not know that there's a reason to know what I'm doing. For example, if someone did not learn the Hilchas Shchita, and one of the Hilchas Shchita is that you cannot wait at all during the Shchita, that's Shehiyah. So even if afterwards he says, I did not wait at all, or there's a rule of Drisa, you cannot press down on the neck of the animal. So even if afterwards he says, I did not wait at all, or I did not press down on the animal, if he did not know the halachos before he did the shchita, it's not a good shchita. Because he has no reason to pay attention to these details, because he never knew that it made any difference to know what he was doing. So in such a case, where he did not know there's any ramification of what he's doing, we say that he did not pay enough attention to what he's doing. However, the Nerd Yehuda says that's only if he did not know the halachos. But if he does know the halachos, then he can say retroactively that I did not do Drisa, I did not do Shia. Or in any case where he knew the halachos, he could say retroactively what he did. So therefore, over here, the Piskei Teshuva says that according to this, since he knows that when you stick a spoon into the pot, it's possible to have a ramification, meaning in a case where you used the wrong spoon, therefore he can say retroactively that I only used a certain amount of the spoon. But Lamaisa, the Piskei Teshuva has many questions on the end of Yehuda, that even in a case where there could be a nafka mina, will say, Milsi d'leirame l'alein shidam labadayte. That's the opinion of the Nadi Yehuda. Then there's the opinion of the Marshal. The Marshal holds that by a spoon, I can say how much I put it in. Since you only put it in once, you stir it and you take it out, you can remember how much you put in. However, we'll see later, if you used a knife, let's say you used a meat knife to cut cheese, or a milchik knife to cut meat, in such a case, we cannot say I only used part of the knife, since I go back and forth cutting the whole time. So it could be that I cut more in one time, in one cut I cut a little bit more and I didn't realize it. And therefore, in a knife, we'll say Milsa dele ramya ala de inchi labadaiti, but by a spoon, we don't say Milsa dele ramya ala, and therefore, if he says that he remembers that he only used part of the spoon, then he's believed to say that he only used part of that spoon. And the Piskei Teshuva brings the Prima Gorim, who leaves it in its Tzarchian. But the Chacham Sarim, a klal memvav dinvav, passing sakta mashal, that if he says how much he used, he's believed to say he only used part of the spoon, and all we have to estimate is against that part. That's one point. Another point over here is, do we only estimate against the part of the spoon that's in the food itself, or do we estimate even against the part of the spoon that's in the pot, even if it's above the food line? So the Piskei Teshuva brings the placey that you have to estimate against the whole part of the spoon that was put into the pot, even the part that's above the rotav. Because the Hevel HaKadeva, the steam that's inside the pot, will draw out the blios from that part. And the Chavestah says, yeah, should be machmer like the placey. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkat and Beis. The Shach says, Dahenu Shishim Shobay B'Kli Rishon, Cholav, that if you used it in a Kli Rishon that had milk in it, then it's called a Kli Rishon. Avlam Shim Shobay B'Kli Rishon Mayim, Eina Machshav Emeis Lais. But in a case where you cooked water in that pot, a few hours after the milk, and then you put a spoon into the water, it does not make the spoon have the din of being used with milk. This is because we'll see it's a not burn not. We'll learn more about this in Siman Tzedek Hey, that since it's a taste of a taste, one taste from the milk into the pot, and then from the milk into the water, then we have a third night into the spoon is not considered being used with milk. But if it was a spoon of Isser, in other words, you stirred something Isser in the pot, it was used in a Kli Rishon of Isser, afilu shim shaboy b'Kli Rishon, shal mayim machashu me'is la'is, v'shaloy hoye b'mayim shishim negra kaf. If I cooked Isser in a pot, and then a few hours later I cooked water in the pot, and then I put in the spoon is now has a din of being used with Isser, because it's no not by not by Isser. Come on, Sif Vav. We'll see also in Kuf Gimel that you count from the water. That's the Shach. So let's finish off the Machaber. The Machaber says, V'yesh mi she'oimer she'im ha'kaf shel mateches misharina b'kulei. There are those that say, this is Rabbeinu Peretz, that if the spoon is a metal spoon, you have to estimate against the whole spoon, even if only part of it was put into the pot. Mishum d'cham ha'ksasechem kulei. The reason is because we say that since part of the spoon is hot, will have an effect on the whole spoon, and it will draw blios out of the whole spoon. The first opinion means the one that holds that all we need to estimate is against the part that was used, is the main opinion, and this is the minik. So the Shach says, even though we have a principle of Cham Eksusei Cham Kulei, Mikam Mokem Enim Moilech Bliyosei B'Kulei. Nonetheless, it won't draw the blios into the whole spoon. Meaning, it won't draw the blios into the whole spoon, and it won't take out of the whole spoon. And Kosev HaPoiskim, this is how the Poiskim write, V'ayin L'kamon Simen Kuf Chof Aleph Sivkot Yud Zayin. And see further on, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph Sivkot Yud Zayin. And Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, the Shach brings the opinion of the Maram Metz, Over there in Simkuf Chof Aleph, the Mechaba discusses, what's the din if I use part of the spoon? Do I have to do Hagala on the whole spoon? So the Mechaba says I have to do Hagala on the whole spoon. And the Shach over there brings the Marav Metz that holds that we do not have to do Hagala on the whole spoon, because just like we're saying over here, that the Blios do not come out of the part that's not used, similarly the Blios will not go from the pot into the part that's not being used, and therefore the part that's not being used is mutter, and all we have to do Hagala is on the part that was used. The only ramification Cham Aksas and Cham Kuli has in the case of putting a spoon into a pot cooking on the fire is if Isser touched the part of the spoon that is not being used. In such a case, even though the part of the spoon is right now cold, still we say that the heat from the other side that's being used will have an effect on the top part and cause the Isser to get absorbed into the spoon. That's the opinion of the Shach. The Sifsedasto brings the Magen Avraham, who argues on this. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchas Pesach and Simtuf Nun Aleph, Sifkot Nchav Dalet. The Magen Avraham holds that although the Blios won't get drawn out from the part that's not being used, but it will go into the part that's not being used. And therefore, if I put a Milchuk spoon into a Fleshuk pot, Blios will go into the top part of the spoon. However, the Magen Avraham agrees that in such a case, all I have to do Hagala is on the part that I used. Because the Rama says in Simkuf Chof Aleph that Kabolo Kach Poltoi, that just like when I use part of the spoon, it will cause the Blios to go into the part that's not being used, it will also draw out the Blios of the part that was not being used. But that's only if I use part of the spoon. If I use the whole spoon, the Rama will agree that I have to do Hagala on the whole spoon. The Nafka Minim between the Shach and the Magen Avraham is if I used the other part of the spoon. According to the Shach, since the Blios do only go into the part that's being used, for example, I put a spoon into milk, and then I stuck the handle into a pot of meat, so it's mutter, because the Blios of the milk do not go into the whole spoon. According to the Magen Avraham, I'll need shishim against the handle, because the Blios of milk went into the handle. Then the Shach concludes in Sifkat Gimel that the Mechaba also holds that the first opinion is the main opinion, and therefore all we have to estimate is against the part of the spoon that was used and not against the whole spoon. Now let's see Sif Beis. Sif Beis discusses, what's the din if I put the spoon into the pot twice? Do I need to estimate against each time it was put into the pot, or is it enough if I have 60 against the spoon, even if I put it in more than once? So let's see the Mechaber. Im tochav akaf bekadeira shnei pa'omim. If I put the spoon into the pot twice, v'le'noida bintayim, and I did not know in between each time that I put it in that the spoon was milchix, and I put it into a fleshuk pot, tzorach shnei pa'omim shishim. We need twice 60, the volume of 120 in the contents of the pot against the volume of the spoon. Now, why do we need 120 against the spoon? Since you're putting in the same spoon, you should only need 60. So the Shach explains the reason. Let's see in Sifkot and Dalet. Im tochav akaf, ha'tam kosvu ha'koyis mordechai d'chulin, ha'ril b'tshuva simen kuf nun, v'tshuma sedeshin simen kuf pe gimel. The ha'koyis mordechai, the ma'ril, and the tshuma sedeshin all say the reason that we need 120. The mitchila tzorch shishim neged ha'cholav. Because the first time I put it in, I need 60 against the milk that came out of the spoon. We're talking about a case where you put it into a pot with meat. And then we're afraid that maybe a little bit of milk stayed in the spoon. And when I took it out of the pot, when I took the spoon out of the pot, nasa kol hakaf nevela mi basar b'cholav. The whole spoon becomes a nevela of basar b'cholav. There's a little bit of milk left in the spoon, more than 1/60th of the volume of the spoon. And now meat, blios, will go into the spoon. And so long as the spoon is in the pot, we say it's connected to the contents of the pot. So there's no chanan. Just like we learned in Siman Tzedek Beis, Sif Hei, if a drop of milk falls on the outside of the pot opposite the rotav, so all I need is 60 against the drop, and we don't say that it becomes a chanan on the walls of the pot. That's because we say that the blios in the walls of the pot are connected to the contents on the pot itself, and therefore it's all bottle. So therefore, if you put a spoon in, so long as the spoon is inside the pot, it's connected to the contents of the pot and its bottle. But once I take it out of the pot, and we're afraid that a little bit of milk is left, and there's, let's say, 59 parts meat and one part milk, and it will make the spoon a chanan. So now the spoon has a din of basar b'cholav. It has meat, blios, with the taste of milk. And when I put it in again, I'll need another 60 against the meat, blios, that became a chanan. So the question is, according to this, why don't we need 60 against every single time we put the spoon into the pot, even if we put it in more than twice? If we put it in three times, that you need 180, etc. Because every time I put it into the pot, the blios go out of the spoon, new blios go into the spoon, and there's a little bit left from the time before, which was aser, and that little bit will aser the new blios when you take the spoon out of the pot. And now since there's new iser, I should need 60 against that as well. So every time I put it in, I should need 60 against the spoon. So the Shach says, V'nira d'mehai taim akosav ator v'amachaber im tochav shnei pa'amim tzor shnei pa'amim shishim. It's for this reason that the Torah and the Mechaber write that I need twice 60. V'loi kosvu stoma. And they didn't write simply, V'im tochav harvi pa'amim tzor shishim b'chol pam. That if I stuck in the spoon a few times, I need 60 against every time I put it in. Why? Mishum da'azli l'tamayir, because they go according to their reasoning, the sviru l'hu, that they hold, the Torah and the Mechaber hold, the layamrinan chatichon nasis nevela rak b'basa b'cholav. That we don't say chanan only by basa b'cholav. Why we only say chanan by basa b'cholav? Mipnei shekol echad heter b'pnei atzmai. Because each one, the milk and meat, were mutter, abayidei chibuon nesu, and now that they're combined, they become asur, and so in such a case we see chanan. Masha'inkim b'shar isurim, however, by other isurim, if one of them is asur already, so since it's not both heter, therefore we don't say chanan. V'hilkach k'shetochvoy pam shenis su lekalam emad nasa nevela dekivan shekvan neser hakafloy nasas nevela. So since we only say chanan, they were both mutter originally, so therefore the second time when I take out the spoon, we don't say chanan, because the little bit of meat blios that remained were already aser, and therefore we won't say that it gives the rest of the new meat blios that go into the spoon the din of chanan. Therefore, even if I put it in many times, all I need is 2 times 60. And the smak that holds that we say chanan by all isurim. Therefore, he does not say you need 2 times 60, because according to the smak, you'll need many times 60. So to explain, what the Shach is saying over here is that if I hold this chanan by other isurim, for example, if nevela falls into kosher, and we say chanan, so you see that even if one of them is already aser, you still say chanan. So therefore, over here too, even though the little bit of meat blios that are in the spoon that's still left is aser, it'll still aser the rest of the new meat blios that go into the spoon. So to further explain, we see that the Shach holds that something that's aser because of basar b'cholav has the same din as other isurim. This is known as a bami basar b'cholav. Something that's already a basar b'cholav, it's called a bami basar b'cholav. And the question is, what din does it have? We see that the Shach holds that it has a din of other isurim, and if I do not say chanan by other isurim, other than basar b'cholav, I will not say chanan, then something that's already a basar b'cholav will not make something else a chanan. So the Sif Sedas brings from the Pri Chodosh and asks on the Shach that we see in Siman Kuf Gimel that the Mechaber does not hold like that. And we'll learn more about this when we get to Siman Kuf Gimel. Now the next point we have to explain is, what's the difference that we knew that you put in a milchik spoon into a fleshik pot before you put it in the second time? As we're saying, it's two different isurim and it becomes a chanan. So even if I put a milk spoon into a meek pot and then I found out that it was a milk spoon and then I put it in again by mistake, and you still need twice 60. So the answer is that the first time you put it in, it was already bottle, and when I put it in a second time, since the first issue is bottle, the pot is mortar, and now it can also be mevatel the second time. So the question is, if that's the case, even if I did not know in between the first time and the second time, it should also be bottle once I put it in its bottle, and then when I put it in the second time, since the first spoon was already bottle, so now the pot can mevatel the second time. So the answer to that is that in order for there to be bittul, we need to know that it happened. That this is learned out of a Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Sa Truma Shenafal Ameya, if a Sa measurement of Truma fell into 100 Sa, and Truma is bottle 1 in 100, V'leihispik lahagbiya at Shenafla Acheres, and he did not get a chance to remove the Sa Shenafla Acheres until another Sa fell in. Or let's take an example. If one apple of Truma fell into 100 apples of Chulin, not Truma, so now it's bottle. And the din is that even though it's bottle, I still have to remove one of the apples and give it to the Kayin. What happens if another apple fell in before I got a chance to remove the first apple? So the first opinion of the Mishnah holds that it's Aser, unless I had 200 apples. Because until it was removed, there's no bittel. Rab Shimon Mater. Rab Shimon holds that it's Mutter. Even though I didn't remove the first apple, if the second apple fell in, it's Mutter. So the Yerushalmi says on this, that according to Rab Shimon, Yidi'asa mikatshasa. The fact that they knew that the first apple fell in before the second apple fell in, that's enough, and therefore it's bottled in the same 100. And the Rabbanan hold, the first opinion says it's Aser, holds that haramosa mikatshasa, that it's not permitted, it's not bottled until I remove an apple after the first one fell in. So the Rush explains that according to Rab Shimon holds, kivin shesreifi laharim kamuram domi, meaning, any time that something is going to happen, we look at it as if it happened already. So over here, since I'm going to remove the apple eventually, we look at it as it's already removed, and therefore it's bottle. But Rabbanon hold, no, I have to wait until I remove it. However, that's all by Truma, where I have to remove an apple. However, by Shari Surim, where I don't have to remove anything. So we see that you need to know about it in order for there to be bittul. Because even Rab Shimon, who holds that even if I did not remove the apple, it's bottle, he holds it's only bottle if I knew that the first apple fell in before the second apple fell in. So we see that knowledge is required in order for there to be bittul. So now the question is, why is it like this? Why does bittul depend on knowledge? Why is there no bittul unless you knew about it? So, and this is a Shari Yosher from Shimon Shkop in Shar Gimel, Perikir Aleph, starting the words Vihine. He explains, bittul is where I have a taruvus, I have a combination, and I don't know what to do with it. There are some heter and some iser. So the Torah says, you go after rov. However, that's only if I have a combination. If, let's say, I had non-kosher mixed with kosher, and I knew which was which, so we don't say bittul b'rov, because it's not called a taruvus. If you have pieces of meat, yavish b'yavish, let's say mixed up, there's no bittul b'rov if I knew which is the iser and which is the heter. So, therefore, in every case of yavish b'yavish, even if I do not know where the iser is, until I knew that there was a combination, it's not called a taruvus. Why? Because a taruvus is only where I don't know which is iser and which is heter. And until I came around and found out that there's a taruvus, it's really not a mixture. Because, as he says, klape shmaya galya, which is heter and which is iser, meaning Hashem knows which is heter and which is iser. It's only our lack of knowledge that creates the taruvus. Therefore, until I know that this is a taruvus, there's no bittul, because it's not called a taruvus. But he says that's all only by yavish, by pieces that are mixed together, that we can say that there's not a taruvus until I know about it. However, what happens by lach balach, by liquids that get mixed together? And in such a case, it's impossible to separate. But even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say that this particle is heter and this particle is iser, it's still, since it's impossible to separate, it's already a combination. So therefore, by lach balach, we have to say that this is taruvus even before we knew about it. So Rav Shimon Shkop explains that even by lach balach, the only time we say that this bittul is if it is a nafkamina, a practical difference to us. There has to be two opposing factors which we don't know what to do with. We have some heter and some iser, and since we have opposing forces, so we don't know how to deal with it. And once we don't know what to do with it, so the Torah says bittul b'rov. But until we know that there's a taruvos, we don't know that there's any opposing forces here. We don't have any question of what to do with it. So therefore the Torah doesn't have to tell us what to do with it. It's only once we know that there's a taruvos here, then the Torah has to say that you go after rov. Therefore, bittul is only where and knew that it was Isu and Hetu mixed up. So therefore, in our case, if you put in the spoon twice, and I did not know that I put in the milchak spoon until after the second time, so there was no bittel after the first time, and therefore it's like I put in two separate spoons, because the first spoon is milk and the second spoon is chanan, of meat, and therefore I need 120. That's the explanation of the machaber. However, the shach has a question on this. Let's say the shach, sifkat and hay. The shach says, v'le noida bintayim, de'im noida bintayim, kvar nisbatel harishoin. That if I knew in between the first time I put it in the second, the first one is already bottled. V'shuv gamba pamashen is bottled by isin shishim, and therefore even the second time, the second spoon is bottled in the same 60. V'afel gav the mashmat aspeis yisuf l'kamon seif simen tzadik tes. Dim nafel kezayis isu l'soich shishim zeisim heter. That it, the beis yisuf says in the end of simen tzadik tes, that if a kezayis of isu falls into 60 zeisim of heter, the volume of 60 zeisim of heter, v'achokach chozar v'nafel kezayis iser, and afterwards, the volume of another zayis of iser falls into the same pot, we say chozer v'nir, the original iser that fell in is reawakened, and we, it's as if we fell in together, and it's like we have two zayisim of iser, and therefore we'll need 120 zayisim of iser in order to mevatel it. And he says this even afilu min b'mino. He says this even if it's min b'mino, afilu noidim in a time. And even if we knew in between when the first one fell in and the second one fell in, we still say chosu v'nir. So over here too, he's asking, what does it help us to say that we knew that there was bittel on the first one? Why don't we say chosu v'nir? Why don't we say that there's two isurim falling in and the first one should be reawakened, and now we should have the volume of two spoons in the pot and I should need 120. So the shach answers, "Mikom makom hocha ein tam klau." Over here, there's no reason at all to ask why. Daha yesh shishim neged kol akaf, because I have 60 against the whole spoon. V'lo yehi akaf ela kulei cholav, and even if the whole spoon was milk, there's 60 against it. Ela demitam nasa nevela, but because the blios in the spoon become a nevela before you put it in the second time, so shnei pamim shishim. Therefore, I need 2 times 60. It's only because the blios in the spoon become a nevela. And now we have a meat chanan going into other meat. And since it's meat into meat, we're not kosher, as we'll see soon. Even though min b'mino, we said chosu v'nir in the end of Simon Tzedek Tes, the Beis Yosef says it's chosu v'nir, even though it does not give taste. The reason it's asur by min b'mino is because it would asur if it was enem mino. If these two kazaisim of Issa would fall into enemino, it would answer. U komosha kosav haramban v'haran, misayfa mesechel savar dezora, and mevim v'beis yosef sham. V'zeh l'sheach hocha. But this does not apply in our case. Why? So the Sifte Das explains that in our case, it's impossible to have a case of enemino, because you're sticking in the spoon into the pot, and no matter how many times you put it into the pot, it's all the same taste as what's in the pot. So since you'll never have a case of ein aminoi, so therefore in our case, we're not gozer to say that it's chozer v'neir. So in short, he's answering that when do we say chozer v'neir? That's only where I have two kazesim fall into ein aminoi. Or even if it falls into mino, we're gozer ato ein aminoi. Because if it would have fallen into ein aminoi, it would be usher. But in our case, since putting in the spoon a few times is always the same taste as the pot, therefore we're not gozer ato ein aminoi, and therefore it is mutter. We do not say chosu v'neir. That's the shach. Let's just see now the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim d'shisagi b'pam achas shishim. There are those that say that it's enough to have once 60. V'chein noyegim, this is the minig. Meaning, even if I put it in twice and I did not know in between, we still say that it's enough to have 60 and you do not need 120. So the shach says the reason is because many poskim hold that by a something balua, means over here, the blios, in the kli, we do not say chanan. It says, even though we don't hold like that, like we saw in Simon Tzadik Beis and Simon Tzadik Ches, still in our case, we're not machmer. So what's the reason? So the Sifte Das explains that where it's a kli, we can combine the opinions that hold that once I take the empty spoon out of the pot, it no longer has a din of a kli rishon, has a din of a kli sheni, and therefore it doesn't become a chanan in the kli. And even if, let's say, a piece of meat falls into milk twice, and everyone holds that the piece of meat becomes a chanan, well, mekel, because there's no new iser. It's all the same iser. It's the same piece of meat falling in twice, and therefore we'll mekel, and we only need once 60 even if it fell in more than once.